This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. LSU running back Trey Holly and two others have been arrested for a shooting incident that occurred. It injured two innocent bystanders in Farmville Friday night. Holly's been charged with attempted second-degree murder. Sports director at Sports Talk 97.7 Sean Fox called all of Holly's high school games.
The times I was around him before and after games, and the people I know who have been around him a lot. This seems completely out of character to that kid that I knew.
Holly's been suspended from the LSU football team indefinitely. Detectives say multiple people fired weapons following an argument between two groups of individuals at the Union Village Apartments. Tiger Rag editor Todd Horn got an update from Sheriff Dusty Gates.
One of the victims, the most seriously injured, a female, has been upgraded from critical condition to stable following her surgery.
Horn says if convicted, Holly could face life in prison. He says it's sad for everyone. The LSU freshman is one of the most accomplished running backs while at Union Parish High School. He showed great promise at LSU.
Really broke out in his debut in the Army game, had a 67-yard touchdown run that was really impressive. But he played a limited time so that he could redshirt. They were obviously counting on him moving forward.
Governor Jeff Landry says the state will not accept summer EBT funds because it's pandemic-related and there are other programs that are available. However, one lawmaker says otherwise. Brooke Thorington with more.
The Landry administration says the program costs the state $7 million, but Democrat Representative Matthew Willard says the state is essentially turning down a federal match of $71 million.
The program is still going on. The program is still funded at the federal level, so there's no reason that Louisiana should turn down participation in this program. It really makes no sense to me.
14 other states with Republican governors are foregoing summer EBT, and Willard's worried this won't be the only assistance program Landry cuts. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Jacoria Bracey had 16 points and 9 rebounds for steals. Melania Grayson with 11 points. Southern Miss beats Arkansas State in women's basketball last night, 57-48. The game was marred by 5 ejections following a skirmish and an injured coach. Arkansas State forward Emma Imborve grabbed a defensive rebound late in the second quarter and got tangled up with Dominique Davis of Arkansas State. Davis was pushed to the floor and appeared to throw several punches in front of the Southern Miss bench. Another forward came off the bench, grabbed Imborve around the neck, pulled her to the ground. Southern Miss assistant and former ULM assistant Jessica Barber got caught in the middle, also following. Then fans streamed down onto the court. A 23-minute delay. This is KEDM.